Elon Musk slams Kamala Harris for lying about Donald Trump's abortion stance. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 1, 2024. Tesla CEO and ex-owner Elon Musk criticized Vice President Kamala Harris for lying about former President Donald Trump's stance on abortion. When will politicians, or at least the intern who runs their account, learn that lying on this platform doesn't work anymore? Musk wrote in an X post, which included a screenshot of Harris's X post, which claimed, Donald Trump would ban abortion nationwide. Trump revealed his stance on abortion in April in a video released on Truth Social, stating that abortion is about the will of the people and is an issue that should be left up to the states to decide. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, that states will determine by vote or legislation, or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, Trump said in his video. The former president also clarified in his video that states would set different limits on abortion, some being more conservative than others. Many states will be different, many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Despite Trump revealing his stance on abortion, people such as President Joe Biden, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, have claimed he would pass a national abortion ban if elected president. In early May, Clinton claimed on social media that if Trump was re-elected, all women in the U.S. would live in a state where abortion was either banned or restricted. Newsom said during an interview on MSNBC with former White House press secretary and host Jen Psaki that Trump was a liar and that he had no doubt Trump would sign a national abortion ban into effect. In June 2022, the United States Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, returning the issue of abortion to state lawmakers and voters. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, states like Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina have enacted six-week abortion bans, and nine states in the southern region of the U.S. have passed near-total abortion bans. Currently, nine states, along with Washington, D.C., do not have restrictions on abortion.